Some people like to align themselves with high lamas and famous lamas. Some people like to align themselves with high lamas and famous lamas and say we are connected with them in order to validate their greed and their ego and their jealousy. We're following His Holiness, His Eminence, His whatever, blah, 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 sect or views, so we are good. Just because you follow one view of that high eminent Lama doesn't mean you're following all the views. Just because you're following one view that matches that high Lama's views doesn't mean you're following all his views. All high Lamas tell you not to criticize, to scorn, to hurt, to disparage other traditions and Lamas. All high Lamas tell you that. Why is it you don't listen to that? So one view of one Lama that's very high, and you align your center with their views, and what they say, you put up on the bulletin board. And then when people come to your center, and you interrogate them, where you're from, what's your Lama, what's your lineage, and when you interrogate them, you find them to be opposite of what your view is, you point to the signboard and say, you're not allowed in. Even spirits are allowed into the Dharma Center and to get blessed by the Lama. Even spirits and Hindus and ghost Lamas invite them in, but you can't come because your view don't match what's on their bulletin board. Because you're holy, high, and mighty, because you follow one view of that Lama, that matchy, matchy poo. But the Lama has many other views you are also not following. Why don't you write that on the bulletin board? And when you come over, we go doo dee doo dee. Is that you're trying to market and cash in on a high Lama's name so that you can look good and you can look holy and better so that you can get more members and sponsors for your center? It couldn't be that, could it? Of course not, because da-da-da! Some people can write that. They've aligned themselves with this high Lama, that high Lama, not because out of faith and love and guru devotion, political manipulation. PM. Political manipulation. They don't follow what the other, because if they followed everything what that high Lama said, they would be a Buddha. They would be a Bodhisattva or a Mahasiddha or a very gentle, wonderful citizen of this world, emanating compassion. If they follow what that high Lama said, why do they take one statement out of what that high Lama says, put it on the notice board, put it on their newsletters, wear it on their t-shirts, and stamp it on their foreheads and walk around and say, I'm good, I'm holy, I'm good, I'm holy because I'm aligned with this Lama and you're not. Come to my center and give me your money. Mwah. What's that? If you're going to align yourself with a high Lama's name, you don't put political statements on there or Tibetan statements on there. You should put Dharma statements on there. The 8 verses of thought transformation. Anything that comes from mind transformation, Geshe Chekhawa, Geshe Langri Tangpa. Something that Shantideva said, that this High Lama had quoted, put that down. Shantideva said, blah, 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 quoted by His Holiness, blah, His Eminence, His Majesticness, whatever you want to put there. And then people walk in and say, oh, to enter this initiation and practice, you must have this qualification. Oh, thank you. Who do you belong to? I belong to blah blah center and my Lama is blah blah. Oh, did you read our notice board? Because we're very good, we're pure, we're wonderful, and we are politically correct. So go back to your center, rip up the membership, and join ours because we are on the winning side. How many people are doing that these days? I mean, if they really cared about you, they should put another sign up on this side. If your center needs help, if your center needs statues, if your center needs books, we will help you to sponsor you. So we put both up. It's like quite fair, what? But why only that and not this? So are they out to help you and your center, or they are PMers, political manipulators? Sensitive, isn't it? I'm not on this side or this side. I'm on the side of, I'm tired of politics. I'm tired of manipulation. I'm tired of center using Buddha and their lama and their gurus to hide their extortionist views, their sectarian views, their biased views, and simple greed and jealousy. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. So I'm speaking out. Hallelujah. The truth will set me free. Hallelujah. The truth will set me free. Only by the truth will I be free. And I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to live by the truth. Hallelujah. The truth will set me free. Are you free? If you want to be free, take down that sign, and you will be free. If you don't take down that sign, you won't be free, and only the truth can set you free. Hallelujah. I only do what the good book says. I only do what the good book says. And the truth has set me free. It has set me free. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? Then you better do what the good book says. And that is, whenever you associate with others, you will think yourself the lowest among all and hold others supreme from the depths of your heart. That's what the good book says. When others out of jealousy treat you with slander, abuse, and so on, you will treat them like a precious gem. That's what the good book says. And if you follow what the good book says, you will be free. Hallelujah. Think about that.